And joining us right now, syndicated columnist, friend of the show, Cal Thomas. Cal, happy snowy Wednesday morning. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Always nice to be with you.
Yeah, what luxurious locale are you in right now, if not the snow?
Well, you know, I hate to have the listeners fantasize about this, but I'm sitting in my bathrobe before the computer getting ready to have my morning coffee.
All right, easy, Harvey Weinstein. Easy.
Cal, let's talk about where we're going with this DACA drama. And we have a deadline at the end of the week. We have midnight Friday night to get some kind of budget passed. And now Republicans reportedly considering a stopgap bill that would fund the government through February 16th to avert a shutdown. Are we going to be able to avert a shutdown, or will Democrats push for it?
Well, you know, we've been around this town long enough, Vince and Mary, to know that this is like summer rerun television. I don't think they have summer rerun television anymore, but you get the point. We see these scenarios played out over and over and over again. It's like the movie Groundhog Day. Nothing really changes. The Democrats are trying to get a pathway to citizenship for about 2 million, at least, of these young people. And the reason they want that, and they're barely covering it up at all, I don't think they're even trying to cover it up, they want their votes. I mean, there's nothing. What the Republicans ought to say is, okay, we're going to go along with that on one condition, and that is that it will take 20 years before they're allowed to vote. And you know the Democrats are going to say no to that. So the deal that's on the table right now from the so-called Gang of Six that Chuck Schumer supports, which ought to tell you something, is that, okay, we'll give Trump a part of the wall. We'll just give him part of the wall, but he's got to agree immediately to a pathway to citizenship for these 2 million. It's just a non-starter. And then, of course, if they have the so-called government shutdown, which really doesn't shut down anyway, it's all drama, you'll have the media going to the parks and showing a closed sign. You'll have them find some crying mother with her baby claiming that the kid's going to be deprived milk because of the evil Republicans. This is so ridiculous. It really is. It's one of the reasons people hate Washington, and it's one of the reasons Donald Trump is president.
I mean, it is bizarre, not just bizarre, but it's very disgusting, candidly. The way that the Democrats in the room, and to include and Lindsey Graham, who it seems that sometimes is a Democrat on this issue especially, is in the Oval Office. They present this plan to get rid of the diversity visa lottery, and their substitution is to give visas to everyone who was here on temporary protected status, which means eventually they would become citizens of the United States.
Yeah. Well, look, there's no right to be a citizen of the United States. There's nothing in the Constitution that says anybody who wants to come to America can be a citizen. When I travel abroad, and I'm sure you have the same thing, my passport gets stamped with a minimum amount of stay, 3 months usually in the UK. You have to have visas to go to some countries. You're not allowed to work or earn any income in other countries, and a lot of them when you go. I mean, and I don't complain about that. Every country overseas has a right to determine who gets in, who gets to be a citizen, and who doesn't. Only in America does the left say that the whole world has a right to become Americans, and the whole world has a right to go on government benefits, and the whole world can flood our public schools with whatever language they teach, they speak, and then we have to hire teachers who speak the language.
Cal, you've been watching this for a while. Whatever happened to, like, the union guys being against illegal immigrants offsetting their ability to get their guys employed? Like, why is the Democratic base so unified on this nonsense when their constituents aren't or used to not be?
Vince, that is a really good question. This is why you get the big bucks. I don't know. I think so many people have been compromised over politics for a seat at the table, for paybacks and the rest. You're right, though. The union stood strongly against communism, even though they were liberal on other issues. Republicans and Democrats helped fight the Cold War together. But on this one, you are absolutely correct. They've been co-opted when their workers, their union members, are being undermined. I talked to somebody last night, an old friend from California. She said her kids can't really find jobs out there at a decent wage because all of the wages are being undercut by illegal immigrants. And so her kids are thinking of moving out of California. I mean, this is so obvious. I don't know what the problem is, but it's all politics, which has corrupted everything.
And the beneficiary of all of this is big business, which I thought Democrats were supposed to hate. And they're actually advantaging them by giving them low, unskilled labor, low-cost unskilled labor.
Bottom line is votes. Bottom line is politics.
That's right.
That's why the Democrats are welcoming all the Puerto Ricans into South Florida after the hurricane, because they see votes there. It's corrupting, it's disgusting, but that's politics.
Cal, I'm sure you saw yesterday that the president allowed his physician to go out in front of the cameras and lay it all out there, lay it all bare. I don't remember a past president who allowed this to happen. They were allowed to ask questions. Did you see the same thing that we did, that they actually seemed disappointed that the president's physical health is great and so is his mental health?
Yeah, this is I'm not crazy. That ought to be the side that he hangs in the Oval Office right now. Look, this was never the issue. I mean, the left didn't really think he was nuts. They were just using this to try to bring his numbers down and to gain political advantage. Now that this very credible physician, who is Barack Obama's physician, who is George W. Bush's physician, who has a lot of credibility in the medical community, stands out there for an hour, answers every question, they'll move on to something else. It'll always be something else. Now it's Trump's language. And when the language thing is done and people point out that, people like Bill Clinton went beyond language and was really doing things in the Oval Office, but that doesn't matter. It was only about sex then. This is the kind of shifting standard, as Chris Plant loves to say, if the left didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all. But they'll go on to something else. They always do. It will never end because they hate Trump and they want political advantage.
Well, more so yesterday than I think in almost any press conference, their politics were clearly betrayed. I mean, the behavior that we saw really showed what their intention is, which is to undermine the president and to disqualify him as being the leader of the free world.
Sure.
Go back to the way Obama was treated. Anyone who questions, say, his official documents was considered a crazy person. You've got reporters now combing over the president's license to verify his height versus what the doctor said.
Yeah, well, not only a crazy person, but a racist, because Barack Obama was messianic, and you can't criticize a messiah figure. Well, you're going to have Brent Bozell in a little while, and Brent is great on this stuff, and the president's going to do his version of the Dishonors Awards. But the media never, ever confront why their ratings and newspaper subscriptions are declining. Survey after survey, example after example show their incredible bias. It doesn't matter to them. No other industry does this. If you had a restaurant that people came into and said, look, your prices are too high,
right,
I don't like the quality of your food, are you going to tell them, we're going to raise prices again and lower the quality of the food? No, you're going to lower prices and improve the quality if you want the customers to come back. Only the media give a rip.
You think you'd actually make a change for the better. Cal Thomas, thank you. You're always the better. I appreciate it. You being on the show. 644 on WMAL.